Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Chaos Walking, Book 2, The Ask and the Answer, written by Patrick Ness and read by Humphrey Bauer. Your noise reveals you, Todd Hewitt. A voice in the darkness. I blink open my eyes. Everything is shadows and blur, and it feels like the world's spinning, and my blood is too hot, and my brain is clogged, and I can't think, and it's dark. I blink again. Wait. No, wait. Just now. Just now, we were in the square. Just now, she was in my arms. She was dying in my arms. Where is she? I spit into the dark, tasting blood, my voice croaking, my noise rising like a sudden hurricane, high and red and furious. Where is she? I will be the one doing the asking here, Todd. That voice. His voice. Somewhere in the dark. Somewhere behind me. Somewhere unseen. Mayor Prentice. I blink again, and the murk starts to turn into a vast room. The only light coming from a single window. A wide circle, up high and far away. Its glass not clear, but coloured into shapes of new world. And its two circling moons. The light from it slanting down onto me and nothing else. What have you done with her? I say, loud, blinking against fresh blood trickling into my eyes. I try to reach up to clear it away, but I find my hands are tied behind my back, and panic rises in me, and I struggle against the binds, and my breathing speeds up, and I shout again, Where is she? A fist comes from nowhere and punches me in the stomach. I lean forward into the shock of it, and realize I'm tied to a wooden chair. My feet bound to its legs, my shirt gone, somewhere up on a dusty hillside. And as I'm throwing up my empty stomach, I notice there's carpet beneath me, repeating the same pattern of new world and its moons, over and over and over, stretching out forever. And I'm remembering we were in the square where I'd run, holding her, carrying her, telling her to stay alive till we got safe, till we got to Haven so I could save her. But there weren't no safety. No safety at all. There was just him and his men. And they took her from me. They took her from my arms. You notice that he does not ask, Where am I? Says the mayor's voice, moving out there somewhere. His first words are, Where is she? And his noise says the same. Interesting. My head's throbbing along with my stomach. And I'm waking up some more, and I'm remembering I fought them. I fought them when they took her, till the butt of a gun smashed against my temple and knocked me into blackness. I swallow away the tightness in my throat, swallow away the panic and the fear. Because this is the end, ain't it? The end of it all. The mayor has me. The mayor has her. If you hurt her, I say, the punch still aching in my belly. Mr. Collins stands in front of me, half in shadow. Mr. Collins, who farmed corn and cauliflower, and who tended the mayor's horses, and who stands over me now with a pistol in a holster, a rifle slung round his back, and a fist rearing up to punch me again.